have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? It's Friday. Again, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, the biblical question, do you ever get mad, angry at anyone who disagrees with you? Do you ever get mad, angry, or resentful at anyone who disagrees with you? If yes, why? If no, why not? If yes, why? And if no, why not? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around because, you know, different time zones in different parts of the country, this country and around the world, we're heard around the world by everybody and their mama. You can, if you got to run around, you can podcast the show. But you can still listen live no matter where you are and what you're doing. You can still listen by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at, oh, I don't see your number. Sorry about that, I don't have the number. But you can call, 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bondJLP. Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. You know what else is amazing? What, Jesse? It is amazing that another week, work week, has gone by. Today is Friday again. And every Friday, just kind of relax, get it off your chest Friday. Kind of relax, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
Ah! I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Hell, this lady's crazy. She's trying to run. Oh my God.
This place is hell.
Tonight, the passengers trapped on a cruise ship, three dead now from a suspected virus breaking out.
Go on vacation, she said.
Oh, Nettie, why? Why has God forsaken us?
Everybody say Walgreens.
Walgreens.
Community members, leaders, and families rallied, saying the loss of this Walgreens, it will take away a critical lifeline.
Walgreens should be charged with first-degree corporate abandonment.
Your gods have forsaken you.
You were a suit, clothes that were...
Now explain what that means.
I don't know.
You were a sahalot of clothes that were extra durany, whatever, bro.
This hell?
Hell already is walking the earth.
That's for sure. Hell already is walking the earth. And that's for sure. Earth is not heaven. And mankind is not God. What a mess! A spiritual battle like never before. Well, when I say like never before, that's not necessarily true, because if you read the Old Testament is all about hell on earth. The people were doing then what they're doing now. And that's why the Father sent his Son, that you may exit hell on earth by exiting within your own mind and enter into the kingdom of heaven within. Amazing, huh? And so you can live on earth in paradise, you as an individual. Because the world gone crazy. And it's gone, this, I promise you, is going to get worse. I saw a video clip, I saw it on the news, I think, that down in either Tennessee or Kentucky, one of those areas, they did like this registering thing, or the Democrat had wanted to do that. Apparently, there's a black area down there, that's predominantly black. And they wanted to register it so they could get an upper hand in Congress or somewhere. But it didn't pass. It did not pass. And the black legislator had a hissy fit. It got so bad. It got so bad that they had to call the police. And then they had protesters coming in yelling and screaming and shouting. And then the black people in the government there, one black guy, and we've seen that guy out of control before, he was like threatening the police. They were trying to tell him to leave or something because he was carrying on. And he threatened, I wish I had that story. I forgot to mention it to my producer. But it was either Kentucky or Tennessee, one of those areas. And I may be wrong about that, too. But it was so interesting to see. And another thing I noticed about it is that most of these violent, loud protests are now headed up by women. And so watching this, and they seem to be like this around the world, they're headed up by women. Watching this, I'm thinking, it's amazing to see that the children, the men and women of God, don't understand the trouble to come by allowing women to lead in these protests, in these whatever, right? It's not going to work. It can't work out well because it's not the order of God. And the men are following these women in protest, and they're singing loud and screaming and carrying on. And the men are right there with them. It's going to get worse, folks. You saw that intro video that the Anchor Baby put together. Great job, by the way, in that open there. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Yeah, it was Tennessee. Thank you, Hank. Tennessee. We've seen actions down in Tennessee at that place before. And it's going to get worse. But you don't have to be a part of it. You, as an individual, can walk away from the battle. Because you can't save the world. There's nothing you can do to save the world. So why not walk off, leave the battlefield? You as an individual, male or female, leave the battlefield. It's just two devils fighting against each other in politics, in the media, in the so-called healthcare field, in the educational field. Workforce, it's just devils fighting, and neither side is winning. Why not walk off the battlefield? Why don't talk about history? Why don't you really look at history closely, and see that this has been going on forever, and nobody wins. It only gets worse, because the government. Well, really, everybody that's on the battlefield are there for a thrill. It's all for a thrill. It's not to really make things better at all. So you can lead a battle or you can spend the rest of your life on that battlefield and die that way, physically leave your body. You're going to regret that when you could have had a life. You could be in the world and not of it. Yesterday, last night, was the first Thursday night of the month. And we had our men's forum. And oh my God. It was. I can't even. It went late. Real late. Because the time went by so fast for number one. And guys came from around the country, number two. And it was spiritually healthy, for lack of a better word. And I really want to encourage those guys, as I did last night, to just stay with it. Make up your mind that you're going to get off the battlefield and you're going to get on that straight and narrow path. And you're just going to stay there. You're going to endure, endure, endure to the end. We don't share what happened in those meetings, the men's meet or the women's meet on the Thursday nights, because no camera, no videos, no nothing recording. And it's just the people open up more. And they're really dealing with pure hell. And overcome it. And every human being made the same mistake. Different situation, but the same mistake. Derek, if Hank is not busy, can you tell him to come into the studio for a minute? I have a question for him. Made the same mistake over and over, every generation. And the reason you make the same mistake each generation, talk about the curse, huh? Is because you've been taught by people who are asleep, who are blind and can't see. And so blind people are teaching other blind people how to live, and they're just repeating the same mistakes over again. Generation after generation after generation. And it gets worse. So I had a quick question for my experts. Hake is the host of the Hake Report Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, and an expert on JLP show, and then the American Anchor Baby, the host of the American Anchor Baby show from 11 to 1 Pacific time, 12 to whatever time on Fridays due to the fall of state. An expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson show. Quick question. I was pondering this and thinking about this last night during the Miz Fellowship and even afterward. Anchor Baby, have you noticed that?
I'm talking to Kurt. I didn't know I was on mute.
No whispering on air. You can share it with everybody.
No secrets.
Have you noticed that the world belonged to God and nature, but the psychological state of the planet belongs to the devil and Satan? Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
The psychological state belongs to the devil, and the world belongs to God.
Yeah, in a bit. Oh, I don't know about the world belong to. I always heard the world belonged to Satan, or that he's the god of the. That's just what came to mind. But yeah, that the mind is, in a big way, I've seen that. Yeah,
and give an example.
Because it seems like the only things that come out of the mind are crazy.
Yeah,
like the good is actually bad.
Yeah,
the bad is definitely bad. But the bad is actually not even that bad. It's actually a lie. It seems like everything that comes out of the mind is insane. And so I've seen it in a big way.
And the world going crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, have you noticed that the world belongs to God and the psychological state of the planet belongs to the devil?
Yeah, now that you mention it especially.
And what comes to my examples?
Well, everybody's for the gay agenda, for example. And then the people who are anti the gay agenda are all up on their high horse, too. And then there's people who don't care, and they just go right along with the more powerful way. So nobody's really right.
And even more than that, everybody fighting. Everywhere there's arguments and fights and craziness and mental illness and drug use and car accidents and illegal aliens and everything. Not just those things, everything. Families fighting and hating one another, husband and wives fighting, children fighting. And it's just insane.
I notice that everybody has an imitation of what's right.
Meaning
and they
what?
Think they think that they are about the truth and about what's right. I think everybody thinks that about themselves.
Yeah.
But nobody's right.
It's insane how much Satan controlled the mind. And then the people carried it out on the earth.
It's weird. It's evident when we look at at others, but we can't see it ourselves. We can't see.
Yeah, and that's the problem,
right? We can't see our
whatever we're in. It, but they don't want to see it,
right?
Yeah.
People feel good agreeing with stuff that they agree with, and then they feel good disagreeing with stuff that they disagree with,
which is still hate.
Uh huh.
It's going crazy. I mean, I was looking at the video that Anchor Baby put together for this morning, open of the show, and according to the report, this woman driving down the road, whatever happened, got mad at the young kid on the bike, and she drove up on the sidewalk and was driving down the sidewalk to try to hurt him. In a car, he's on a little bike. It's everything crazy. It's not... You're right, the whole gay thing out of control, but it's just much more even than that. Look at all these people fight ICE for doing its job. to protect the American people. And because they're listening to the government, the Democrats telling them to go out and fight, 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 the people getting out in the street and fighting against the very same people who try to protect them from the criminals. Who does that?
Talk about your own worst enemy.
I'm telling you.
And it's more than the just the politics. It's like what you say when from the moment you wake up in the morning.
Yeah. The moment you open your eyes, sometimes before you wake up, because you're asleep. When you're sleeping, you're asleep, double sleep, because you're unconscious. So it seems you already got your mind. You wake up crazy.
Morning, noon, and night.
And we think it's sophisticated. Like, there's a good reason. That woman probably thought she had a good reason running down that sidewalk.
But right.
It's really, it's literally just like good and bad feelings. Like it's as yeah. lizard brain and childish and primitive as it gets.
Yeah. What a mess, huh? This is hell on earth. Hell on earth. It's everything, the whole world, crazy. I remember Trump, the great white hope, in his last talk, or one of the talks he was giving, and he pointed at the Democrats. He said, those people are crazy. Something like that. Remember mm-hmm. that?
Yeah.
What do you say, Nick? Those people are crazy?
Something. Yeah, yeah, because they weren't standing crazy, up. Remember? It was like an address of some sort, and I think they weren't clapping. Was really basic things like protecting the border.
Right.
And he's like, these people are crazy.
Something.
Yeah, something like that.
Amazing. It's insane, the psychological state of the planet. Belong to the devil, Satan. And it is. And it's going to get worse. That's what's so amazing about it. It's going to get worse. But you don't have to be affected by it. And they ain't going to come after you for not being affected by it. So they ain't going to come after you in your mind. And then the children of the devil are going to come out. They'll hunt you down to get pleasure out of trying to hurt you. Because the mind belongs to, psychological mind belongs to the devil. Justin is the first time I call out of Kansas City. Justin, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How are you doing today?
All is well, sir.
Hey, so I was going to ask you a question today about, I was going to tell you that I heard an interview that you had with a gentleman out of Tennessee about the topic of Israel. And I was going to
share a few points.
Must have been a few days ago.
Oh, somebody called in or something?
Yeah, somebody called in or something.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was curious to understand what you thought about how Israel right now, yes, they are legitimately defending themselves against terrorist cells like Hamas and things like this, but I think they've overstepped their bounds maybe a little bit by going into South Lebanon and other places where there are Christians. And you'll find, and don't take my word for it, you know, you can verify this all, you know, online and everything. But you'll find that they're destroying statues of Jesus. They're slaughtering innocents. They're slaughtering Christians, nuns, all over the Middle East. And then they're using a broad paintbrush to paint them all as terrorists and say, yeah, they're with the Allahu Akbar people, as you call them. They're with the Allahu Akbar people, but they're not. They're actually, there are Christians there, not a part of Hamas, not a part of any terrorist organizations, and they're being brutally killed by Israel. So my question for you was, in light of this information, let's just say if it were true, you know, and you can back it up again, don't take my word for it. Do you think Israel has a right to be overstepping their bounds in this way?
And I will respond, but I want, for better clarity, understanding, how many statues did Israel destroy of Jesus?
I know the one famous one that's been circulating online,
right.
But beyond that, I know that they also decimated.
Because you said statues as though there are more than one.
Right, or statues and monuments. So, like, the monument that they destroyed was, I think it was for, it was one of the saints. I forgot the saint. It was like, I forgot. But, yeah, you can just, you can verify it online. Again, don't take my word for it.
Okay. When you say it's been done by Israel, are you saying by the Israelis or the military?
Yeah, IDF. Yes, what? IDF.
Okay. And your question for me about that is what?
Do you think that they have a right to continue to, let's just say that their goal, right, is the Greater Israel Project. Do you think that they've overstepped their bounds at all, or maybe need to rein it back a little bit?
I don't, it's a good question, Justin, but I don't know, because I don't know the inside scoop of what's really going on.
That's fair.
So I don't really know, but I do know that for the last several years, since I've been aware, that other presidents have been complaining about Iran, how mean and nasty they are, and they were concerned about Iran getting nuclear weapons, but they, in the past, presidents have been cowardly or whatever, if it's true, to go and do something about it. And so finally, somebody is, if it's all true about the nuclear weapons and everything, somebody is doing something about it. And that appears, it seems like it's the best for the whole world that Iran don't have nuclear weapons. I do know that, as you know, the Allahu Akbar people see Israel as a little Satan and America as the big Satan. Are you aware of that?
I am aware. Yes, sir. And I've done actually some research on their whole ideology, their religion, you know, their hadith, their Quran, their Tafsir, everything. And yeah, it's a very, very violent religion for sure. And so I'm not defending them. But
so are you, and then Hate wanted to tell you something. Are you against what the president and of Israel and America are doing, or you're okay with it? What's your opinion about it?
Okay, well, if you're asking for my opinion, I think we have successfully helped them defend themselves. They have one of the best air defense systems in the whole world.
No, what do you think about them being in Lebanon right now?
Oh, being in Lebanon?
They're doing. Are you for or against that?
I think I'm against the, definitely the killing of Christian brothers.
Repeat that.
I'm definitely against the killing of Christian brothers
and
sisters.
No, my question is, you have a noise going on in the background there.
My question is,
are you for or against the America and Israel being in Lebanon destroying the nuclear weapons?
No, I'm not against them destroying the nuclear weapons.
Are you for them
being
over there doing that?
I am for them destroying the nuclear weapons in Lebanon, yes.
Okay, but your issue is that Christians are being hurt by it?
By the IDF.
Uh-oh.
Correct.
Hake, what do you want to say to him?
I was saying that...
You know who Hake is, Justin?
I'm sorry?
You know who Hake is?
Who Hake is?
Hake, H-A-K. You ever heard of James Hake?
No, sir. I have not heard of James Hake.
He has a show here on this platform that comes on Monday through Friday right after my show.
Yeah.
And he wanted to say something about what's happening in Israel, in Lebanon right now. Can you hold for a minute?
Okay, I'll hold for a minute.
All right. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. Quick announcements. Number one, Mother's Day is this Sunday. Is that really real that Mother's Day is this Sunday?
Let me check.
It seems so quick. It looks like it's too soon to be Mother's Day.
Let me Google it. Yes, Mother's Day 2026 is this Sunday, May 10th, AD 2026.
That's amazing. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers around the world. I hope you all have an amazing day this Sunday. And we will recognize the mothers this Sunday at the fellowship. At the fellowship. So our Sunday fellowship is at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30. But happy Mother's Day this Sunday. And don't forget to get your shout-outs for your mothers. I do shout-outs. Mother's Day shout out, birthday shout outs, weddings, anniversary, encouragement shout outs. So get your Mother's Day shout outs in so you can have them by Sunday by going to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, or shoutout.us/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. Get your Mother's Day, birthday day, whatever shout out in. Amazing. And so the Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. right after my show. And then we have a brand new episode of FallenState.tv. I had a very enlightened and amazing conversation with Abby Johnson. And Abby is a former Planned Parenthood director turned pro-life activist. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
When I worked at Planned Parenthood, our family was very disordered. They call for women to be the heads of their home, for women to emasculate their husbands. The only marriage that is celebrated inside of the abortion industry are gay marriages. Truly, we have been knit together in our mother's wombs before our parents even knew. No one is ever a mistake.
Life is a gift from God, right? You can do what you want. You can live in misery, you can live in hell, or you can be free. It's really up to you. So that's today at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right after the Hake Report. A brand new episode of the Fallen State. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel. And it's interesting, this Fallen State is just in time for Mother's Day, reminding mothers that this whole abortion issue It's insane. It really is. So make sure you check it out. Support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. Then the American Anchor Baby is coming up right after the fallenstate.tv. The American Anchor Baby. I don't know if y'all been listening to his show lately, but he is on fire. When I get a chance to listen, because my schedule, I do a lot of counseling and stuff like that during the day by phone, Skype, or walk-ins. Not walk-in, but in person. But when I can listen, I listen, and it's deep. The American Anchor Baby. And don't forget, just in time for Mother's Day, your mother will love to be a part of the American Hope coin, celebrating 250 years of America. So get your American Hope coin for your mother, for your father, for yourself. It is an amazing event. Watch this ad. Okay, when you get that ready, let me know. It's a perfect gift for mama. Oh, we love my mama. She's my favorite girl. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. 888-77-JESSE. 800-411-BOND. Don't forget, or you can go to jesseleepeterson.shop and order it online there. Amazing. It is. You can't go wrong for investing in silver. You know that, right? Can't you see the smile on your mama's face when you give her Jesse Lee Peterson coin? What the? So, get it. And it goes back to supported bond. Every dime from the sale of the coins go right back into doing the work that we've been doing for 36 years, 35, 36 years now. So get it at jesseleepeterson.shop. Let me go quickly back to Justin out of Kansas City, a first-time caller, and he's concerned about what's happening there in Iran and the fact that Jesse, your concern is that you said Christians are being affected in this war?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. Hate, want to respond to that?
When I looked it up on Google AI, they say evidence from the 2026 conflict says that while some Lebanese Christian factions have historically cooperated with Hezbollah, like to get protection from ISIS and other groups.
Right.
The current reality shows involves widespread exploitation of Christians by the group Hezbollah, often against the local population's will. So the IDF says that they've uncovered evidence that Hezbollah has set up camp in these Christian areas. And so that's why they're getting caught in the crossfire.
Okay.
So it's kind of it's reminiscent of the Gaza civilians getting killed because Hamas is set up right in there.
Or like in Russia and Ukraine, where they supposedly set up a munitions base in like a hospital or like a kindergarten or something like that. Right?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay, no problem. I'm not here to prove anyone right or wrong. I'm just giving my comment on what I've done my looking into, what I've researched into, what's in my face. You know, just the other day, a nun in Israel was leaving out of her church, and she was sucker punched by one of the Jews there. And it's like, you know, when you see these things happen more and more and more, it's like, you know, all you can do is just pray for the salvation of the Jews, right? Because they don't, most of them don't accept Jesus.
Which bother you most? What the Jews are being accused of doing, or what Lebanon is accused, the Muslim are doing? Which bother you most?
I think they equally bother me, Jesse, because, you know, if you are not of God, if you are not of Jesus Christ, you are of your father, the devil.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it doesn't matter if you're Jew, Muslim, Hindu,
you
Buddhist.
You love the Jews? You
know, I love every single person, Jesse.
How about the Jews?
Person. Yes, I love the Jews.
I mean, have you noticed that the world belonged to God? The earth belonged to God, but the psychological state of the planet belonged to Satan?
Yes, I think I understand what you're saying. I think what you're saying is like people's natural inclination and their psychosis is to be angry or hate or argue.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? Isn't that what you're saying?
Yeah. The whole world is crazy nowadays.
Right.
Psychologically so that's why I'm not even insane.
Right. And that's why I'm not here to argue. I'm just here to say what I've seen make people aware who will sit back, Jesse, and say, yes, Israel does need to kill Christians and level Gaza completely, killing both men, women, and children in the process, because that was the original commandment in the Old Testament. It has to happen that way. And I'm here to say that's wrong.
Why is it that most people don't know that the, what do you call those people that?
Hezbollah or Hamas?
Hamas people. Hezbollah, Hamas, I don't know the difference.
Hamas is in Gaza.
Like hummus, like, no.
Hamas is in Gaza, and Hezbollah is in Lebanon. And Hezbollah is a full-on, they're both political parties, actually, as well as
extreme
terrorist groups.
Yeah.
And Hamas is where?
Hamas is Gaza, Hezbollah is Lebanon.
How come most Americans don't seem to know that Hamas is setting up? And I happen to hear in a personal way. I know men and women from what did I say?
Palestine.
And they said that the Hamas people set up camp in these people's homes and the hospitals and places like that. And because they don't care about the Palestinian people, and they set up so when Israel have to fight back, it looked like Israel is killing them, the people who are not involved in the war, when it's really Hamas setting it up, and in some cases joining themselves. Why is it that most American people don't accept that or seem to recognize that?
Well, I think it's because we are directly helping Israel, and we have one of the most advanced military.
No, I'm asking you, why is it that they don't acknowledge that in Palestine, the Hamas people are setting their own people up, men, women, and children, to be killed? Why there's no conversation for the most part about that?
I think that's a fair argument, and I think
what's the answer?
I couldn't give one to you here and tell you that. I honestly would have to look into that myself and just make sure. Okay, you know, are the Hamas people or the Hezbollah people, are they sending their, you know, the women and children out to be killed? I actually wouldn't doubt it, because if they treat people like property, like slaves, I don't think they really much care for their lives. So I try to take a very balanced
approach. It's been widely reported that that's what the Hamas people do. And then I know people who have managed to get out of there, make it to America, men and women. And they say, yes, it's happening all the time, but the propaganda is that Israel is doing it. And the people tend to believe the Hamas people over Israel.
Yeah, I don't side with the Hamas people over Israel.
No discussion about that, that the Hamas people getting there, setting it up by setting up their war zone inside of the citizens' home in Hamas? How come there's not a lot of conversation about that?
I think that's a fair question to ask, and I could not give you the answer to that question. All I can say is that I look at the, like, what's going on, and what I see going on is definite persecution from the, like, just from the believers, right?
But how make that decision when it just, on YouTube and videos, people don't tell the truth about what's really going on? How can you make a complete decision about it?
Right. I understand what you're saying. It's like there's a narrative, right?
And what's the answer?
I can make a decision if I see video evidence in front of my eyes and I see video.
But you don't know, videos always been slanted to the maker of the video idea about things. How do you know? And you don't see a lot of videos about how Hamas is setting their own people up to be killed so they can blame it on Israel and the American citizens and people also, and people around the world believe it. Also over in Lebanon, it's been proven over and over again that the government of Lebanon killed people all the time for disagreeing with them or holding protests. Iran. They killed their own citizens for disagreeing with them. I don't hear a lot of discussion about that. Do you know why?
I think there's a narrative. I think that's why.
What does that mean?
That means that, like you just said, it's slanted. There's a narrative to make somebody look like the good or the bad guy. And I totally agree with that.
And so
that's why I'm not here to argue. I'm just here to say, hey, this is what I've seen. This is what I'm praying for. I'm praying that the Hamas, the Hezbollah, the Jews would turn from their wicked ways to the true God that is revealed in Jesus Christ. Amazing. And that all the killing, whether it is Hamas leading, setting up in schools, whether it's the Jews overkilling and then sometimes purposely targeting, no matter what it is, wherever the story is, wherever the truth is, the truth is that Jesus is the truth, right? He claimed to be that. He claimed to be the way, the truth, and the life. And I'm here to say, you're right, a video doesn't tell the full story. I agree. But also, a story doesn't tell its full story either. Like, hey, this is what Hezbollah has been known to do. Like, yes, I agree. But that could not be the case in this. In this case, I've seen videos and done research to show me otherwise. But I'm not here to change anyone's mind. I'm just here to... Again, I'm just here to say what I've seen.
Yes, Hake. Oh, you want to say?
I don't think I have anything else.
Video on X and TikTok.
Oh, yeah. You have to, like, be aware that you're being propagandized. And you can't really believe anything.
Right. I'm not on X or TikTok, per se. I don't really have one of those. I just now got a Facebook after... many years. Yeah, I don't really like social media very much.
All sources of information is propaganda.
Okay.
Amazing.
Okay, I mean, I understand that, but again, I'm coming at it not from an argumentative point of view, just from
to keep saying. I see that you're not being vicious and nasty and all that about it. But I will encourage you to be careful what you hear and see, especially because the world is evil, and it's never gonna give you the honest truth about anything.
Right.
So just be aware of that.
I ask you a question real quick on that note, Jesse?
Yes.
Do you think that Israel today is because there's a lot of people who say that Israel of today is God's chosen people? And they're more important, or they have precedence over, let's say, a believer in Jesus Christ in South Korea, or just somewhere random. Do you think that the Israel right now currently abiding, I'm not talking about a right to defend themselves, nothing like that. I'm just saying the people who are in Israel who call themselves Jews, are those people God's chosen people?
To be real honest with you, that's the last thought I have. And I think people who even think about that stuff are evil people. Why do you think about stuff like that when God's first commandment is that we should love him with all our heart, soul, and might, and love our enemy, love our neighbor? And people who think that way, they're on an ego trip. They're trying to prove who is a better religion, the right, who are the real this and the real that. And it's a waste of thought time. It's when you can be focused on overcoming. It's probably one of the most dumbest conversations I ever heard, to be honest. I don't even know why that is even important to anyone.
Yeah.
Who is the real Christian? Who is the real worshiper of God? Why do people allow Satan to get into their minds and make them even consider dumb stuff like that? Have you ever thought about that? Who cares about who the real Jew is? How about just following God and living your life?
Amen. Amen. I agree so much, Jesse. Even the Bible says true religion is those who take care of widows and orphans. And I totally agree.
People arguing over who is the real Jew, and that's supposed to make sense.
Yeah. You know, and I'm sorry. I know you all run a good platform here, and I do appreciate all the work you do. And I know this is, I guess, me bringing this up kind of puts in my mind, hey, this, I could be talking about so many different things right now, and I guess I decided to talk about this. Yeah, so it really doesn't matter at the end of the
day. You got to be out of your mind.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. No, I understand. Yeah, I get you now. Yeah.
But
no, I agree. Thank you for, thank you for taking this call. I know you've probably had several calls like this already.
No, I appreciate the call, Jed, and I really appreciate the way you dealt with this conversation. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, and shout out to my mom. Heather is her name. It's
before
Mother's Day. Yeah, she's down there in Texas, and I love my brother DJ, and he has
married?
A family, and he's married. I'm not married.
Oh, good. Shout out DJ and your family.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate you, man.
All right,
much love, brother.
All right, take care now. Amazing. 888-77 Jesse. Super chat.
Kevin S., tithe on tip. A couple of tithes on tips.
Thank you, Kevin S.
On Cash App.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
On Cash App. Hernandez the Fourth, RH, says, with five coffees, no message.
Thank you, RH.
Yep.
Thank you. Amazing.
Gregatron says, Jesse, I love when you talk about Karen Bass, Maxine Waters, Jasmine Cricket, Lori Lightfoot, Sheila Jackson Lee, Camilla Harris, et cetera, et cetera. You cracked me up yesterday when you said Karen Bass, God bless her soul. Jesse, you are so funny.
Don't blame Karen Bass. She was born with a black spoon in her mouth. Amazing. Thank you.
Josh, with a BQ response from Georgia.
Josh from Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Do you ever get mad at anyone who disagrees with you? If so, why? If not, why not?
No, I never get mad at anyone who disagrees with me. It's the devil in me that's tempting me to get mad. And if I'm not aware, I'll briefly think I'm the one that's mad. But later on, I'll realize it was the devil instigating.
Amazing. Thank you, Josh. Amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
We'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all. Thank you.
Right on. Let me take a break. 2 more hours to go. When I come back, you're going to get as many calls as Super Casting as well. But the hate news is coming right now, and I'll be right back. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have the sex. You don't wanna be angry. You wanna speak up. You wanna disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? They're talking about the job market, which I guess is not doing that well or is doing that well. Things are changing. The population's aging. AI's on the move. Pope Leo the 14th, I think he met with Marco Rubio amidst Trump's disagreement and criticism based on truth of the so-called Pope. And the ceasefire is still in place, according to our greatest president, Trump, I think. And they are working towards a deal. We'll see if it happens or not. And the tariffs were struck down. The global tariffs of 10% were struck down by some federal court. And there was a volcano eruption. I forget where. I think it was in, like, Indonesia or somewhere. And it claimed the lives of three people, according to somebody. Yeah, a rescue operation underway to locate more than a dozen missing hikers after a deadly volcanic eruption in Indonesia earlier today. You know, they're several hours ahead of us here in Los Angeles. It's nearly 7 a.m. here right now, and there is the lines are full. JLP, we'll be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats. We do see them. We appreciate them. It is hate news, not fake news. Dramatic video recorded by a mountain guide near the crater of Mount Dukono showed a massive column of billowing smoke and ash above the volcano. Cool. By the way, David Attenborough, 100 years old. Congratulations. He's English, and he has that nice voice that you like to listen to when he's telling you about the world. Earth, nature stuff, that's nice. A voice narrator of the wonders of Earth. For decades he has been. David Attenborough, 100 years on the planet. Maybe more if you count the time in the womb. Happy Mother's Day, y'all, ladies, coming up if we make it to Sunday, right? And speaking of health and stuff, an American doctor boarded a cruise ship, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network. I'm back on Commie Nonsense, y'all. I disclaim, all right? Boarded a cruise ship expecting to watch, see, look at glaciers, whales, maybe a little of escapism. That's CNN, right? Instead, he found himself treating sick passengers aboard the MV Hondius after a deadly hantavirus outbreak. Hantavirus, very deadly. Like 35 to 40% of those who get infected die. Fatality rate. Sickened the ship's own doctor. The ship has, you know, the ship doctor. The doctor got sick. And so this American doctor has to treat these people. Hopefully he doesn't catch it. Ooh. And it's spread primarily, I heard, by like deer mice, which are like field mice. Very cute, big old eyes. Big bubbly black eyes. All cute, but they're deadly because they carry these diseases in many cases, at least. Anyway, AP reports that a federal court has ruled against Trump's global tariffs. Terrible news. The U.S. will start revoking passports for thousands of parents, primarily probably men, unfortunately, who owe child support. I don't know if I like that. Anyway, because I'm not for this child support mess. And there's scientists racing to find people who may have been exposed to hantavirus on a cruise ship. I was hearing some of the guys were talking about it's come to L.A., it's come to, like, Dallas, because these people have gotten on the cruise ship, gotten off, and then now they're maybe showing signs, or maybe they're not showing signs, but they're trying to trace it. Terrible. What a mess. A split 3-judge panel in the Court of International Trade in New York found the 10% global tariffs that Trump did were illegal after small businesses sued. Those evil small businesses. The Trump administration imposed those things set to expire July 24th. So what a mess. The Supreme Court in February struck down an even broader double-digit global tariffs that the president had imposed last year. The court ruled 2-1 that Trump overstepped his tariff power and that Congress had allowed the president under the law. Invalid, unauthorized by the law. So said 2 out of the 3 so-called judges. I'm James Hake.
Mm-hmm. have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers coming this Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I hope you have an amazing Mother's Day, and that when you eat and drink, you will eat and drink to remember and not to forget. We have, you can get involved right now by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. Do you ever get mad at anyone who disagrees with you? If so, why? If not, why not? If you don't disagree with others, get mad or angry at others who disagree with you, why not? If you do, why? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you got to do what you got to do because of time. You got to be at work. You got to be at the gym. You got to be taking your children to a school because you don't want them at home with you. You ain't got time for no children. You got to go out and work and build your ego. You don't love those children. You got to go. You can podcast the show and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. And every Friday, relax day, get it off your chest day. Whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
What in the hell? This lady's crazy. She's trying to run. Oh, my God.
This is hell.
Tonight, the passengers trapped on a cruise ship, three dead now from a suspected virus breaking out.
Go on vacation, she said.
Oh, Nettie, why has God forsaken us?
Everybody say Walgreens.
Walgreens. Community members, leaders, and families rallied, saying the loss of this Walgreens, it will take away a critical lifeline.
Walgreens should be charged with first-degree corporate abandonment.
Your gods have forsaken you.
Were a suit, clothes that were...
Now explain what that means.
I don't know.
We were a sahalot of clothes that were extra dirty, whatever, bro.
This hell?
Hell already is walking the earth.
Amazing, huh? What the world going crazy? It's a spiritual battle. If you don't see now that the psychological state of this planet, meaning your mind, every human being, is of the devil, it belongs to Satan. And the world belongs to God. But your psychological mind belongs to the devil. If you don't see that by now, I don't know what it's going to take. Let me go to Aaron, a first-time caller out of Florida. Aaron, you are on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Peterson. How are you doing this morning?
All is well, Aaron.
Praise God. It's an honor to get to talk to you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I more so have a statement and a question. So I hear you talking about forgiving the parents, forgiving your mother, and making amends with your father.
Right.
So I told my mother died back in 2018, and before she died, I did tell her that I forgive her. But, Mr. Peterson, I find myself, when I'm talking to different people or whatever and telling them about my past, I find myself speaking about the things that my mother did to hurt me still, and I don't believe that it was true forgiveness that I, you know, that I did forgive my mother when I told her. How do I go about forgiving my mother now, even though she's passed away and gone? What should I do?
When you went and forgave her, did you realize that, yes, what she did to you was evil, but now that you're an adult, you understand that she couldn't help herself?
Yes, sir. I do understand that.
Yeah. Well, from now on, if you do, because eventually you're going to forget everything that ever happened. It would be as though you never have a past or a future, right? And because forgiveness, true forgiveness, means to forget as well. And when you do truly forgive in the heart, you will forget about whatever happened. And so
yes,
when those thoughts come now about trying to remind you of what happened, let them pass. Don't hold on to them. Those are the conversation of evil. Don't go for it.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that, sir.
Satan wants you to remember so that you can keep getting angry and judging so that he can live inside of you and control you. So when those thoughts come, your mother, she was wrong, but she couldn't help herself. Satan was doing to her exactly what he's doing to you. And so and she hated her mother. She overreacted. So just forgive her. And when the thoughts come about the past or the future, let them pass because those thoughts are not your own. I promise you they're of your father, the devil, when you believe them.
Yes, sir.
And then if you don't have the thoughts, you're not going to have the emotion. You can only have emotion, so-called good emotion or bad emotion, when you believe a thought.
Yes, sir. Mr. Peterson, I also have like a lot of, I have anger built up in me. It comes out at different times, honestly. And, I have some anger towards my father. He was there financially, but not physically. He divorced my mother when I was like around 11 and went and started another family. Do you think that I should have this conversation? And he doesn't know that I feel this way about him. Do you think that I should have that sit down conversation with him? I want to, but I feel like if I do, I'm going to be angry about it and it's not going to come out the best way.
Honestly. And why are you mad at him?
I'm mad at him for leaving my house, for leaving me and my mother, for not teaching me how to be a man, a real man, and for being a passive father that he was. I'm mad at him about those things.
Yeah, I highly, highly recommend you go to him if you can and have that talk with him. Ask him what happened. Why did you leave? Why did you not protect me from my mother? And listen to his story and you will forgive him. And you'll be free because if you don't love your earthly father, you will never, ever, ever, never love God. It's not going to happen. Because God said, how can you say you love me, or who you never seen, and you hate your earthly father, or who you see. So you should definitely, as soon as possible, have that talk with your father. And don't let Satan tell you, well, You're going to be so mad you won't do this. You're going to do this. Have a wait and see. You'll be fine.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, Mr. Peterson. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. But I highly, and let me know how it goes when you have that talk with your father.
Yes, sir, I will. God bless you, sir.
You too. So are you doing the silent prayer yet?
I've tried the silent prayer twice. I'm new to it. I've done it, and I need more time with it. I need to continue to do it.
Then why don't you?
I just started it. Why don't I?
Yeah, every morning, every night. Why don't you do it?
Honestly, I'm just not putting the Lord first.
And how will you ever be free if you don't put what's right first? So what's right can change your life. How will you ever become free if you don't put him first?
I don't think that I ever will be if I don't do that.
Yeah. So start doing the silent prayer so you can be aware of the thought. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And the awareness of them, which God would do for you, the light, will separate you from the thoughts. It will separate you from the devil. And then in that separation from the devil, the spirit of evil will be taken away from you, and you will never have to deal with it again.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Yeah, let me know how it goes.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
You too, buddy. 888-77, Jesse, I want to give you an example why you got to leave the battlefield of the world. Stop fighting. Don't fight with anyone, except when if you got to protect yourself from physical harm. Then you protect yourself physically, but there's no other reason to be fighting. Give up fighting. Don't be for or against. Because it's going to get worse. Satan rules human beings on the earth. They are not in control, as you're not in control. Satan ruled it. Fox News is reporting. And so I'm about to show you this soundbite, but I also want you to reflect. You have the American government, aspects of the American government. You have the American citizens fighting against ICE, doing their job to protect the American people. And they pretend like they love these illegal aliens. But where's the love for the American people? How can you love one and hate the other one? How? This is insane. Those people are crazy. Fox News reported, a shocking video shows an illegal alien, they say immigrant, but it's an illegal alien from Mexico being shot and killed by a Texas father during a carjacking attempt involving his family of 8. Watch it from Fox 4.
You could definitely tell that he was not in his right state of mind.
Surveillance video shows a man attacking and trying to carjack a family of 8 in Garland Sunday afternoon before the father shoots and kills him.
I'm just glad that the man was able to protect himself and his family.
Tatiana Starks manages Garland Smoke and Vape in a shopping center near Highway 66 and Derry Road.
We heard a loud crash.
Garland Police Department says the carjacker initially crashed into 2 other vehicles.
While we were responding to the scene, we received more information that the driver of that car had exited and immediately began physically trying to get into other vehicles in that parking lot.
Starks says she saw the man breaking into several vehicles at a gas station, so she took cell phone footage.
He, tried to get in several different cars.
She stopped recording as the man began walking across the street toward her.
Did he make direct eye contact with you?
Yes, he was walking very intentionally.
The family of eight, unaware of what was happening and what was about to happen.
He ended up going into their car.
Video shows the carjacker in the peach shirt confronting the father in the white shirt. The father struggles with the suspect, who's trying to drive off with the family's car, with family members inside, including a baby. After nearly a minute of struggle, the carjacker, who's in the driver's seat, is shot by the father, who's outside the car near the passenger side door.
It seemed to be self-defense.
Police do not expect to file charges against the father.
Man, I can hear that black man like, nigga, rah-rah. What the? Stand your ground. What a mess. The father had a handgun the whole time, yeah, according to the story. In Texas, I think you can carry a weapon, right? Yeah. What? Open carry. Thank you. Isn't that something? And you have the ICE people fighting, the American citizens fighting against ICE, who are only trying to protect the American citizen. Now do you see that Satan ruled the mind of the people? Psychologically, he's controlling the people. What a mess, huh? And it's going to get worse. The American citizens are fighting against the American government, the American law enforcers, to protect the American people. Did you ever think you would see that? And if you think that's bad, protesters erupt as Tennessee passes a new Republican congressional map. From WKRN, Tennessee Republicans have passed a new congressional map that will likely strip Democrats of their one remaining seat in Congress. And according to this story, when that happened, the Democrats are like, oh, no, you won't go. Watch this.
Tennessee Republicans have passed a new congressional map that will likely strip Democrats of their one remaining seat in Congress. As the final votes were cast, one Democratic lawmaker stood on her desk in defiance. Minutes later, Democrats grew emotional while protesters around them chanted and screamed. And a breaking update just into our newsroom. Governor Bill Lee has now signed this new map into law.
Like you said, Tennessee Republicans ultimately voting to redraw the state's congressional map at President Trump's request. Just before the final vote in the Senate, Democratic Senator Charlene Oliver stood on her desk holding up a sheet that said, quote, "No Jim Crow, Stop the Steal 2.0. Moments later, staffers ripped that sheet from her hands. Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally said Oliver could not vote because she was not in her seat.
You have to be in your seat to vote. In your seat to vote. House Bill 7003, having received a constitutional majority, I declare it passed.
That's how the white men used to be. They weren't afraid of the blacks. What the? Now do you believe me when I say the psychological state of the planet belongs to Satan? Satan dwells in human beings, and this is what he does. He make you do this to yourself and to others. And that female that was standing up there, total ghetto. She had no business being in Congress where the people used to be polite. Activists sound air horns and chanted inside of the Capitol, including Democrat state, the Democrat TNN state representative, Justin Pearson. This guy, according to the report, was cursing, shouting at the police. Watch this from WKRN and Fox Nashville.
Tori, day three has been filled with chaos inside and outside the Capitol, from air horns blaring inside that House hearing House room, as well as three people being arrested for allegedly disrupting today's meeting. Let's take a look at some of those moments.
Mr. Clerk.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I yield the remainder
Leader
of my time.
Lamberth yields the rest of his time. We're voting. Mr. Clerk.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I yield the remainder
Leader
of my time.
Leader Lamberth yields the rest of his time. We're voting.
During the disruption, Representative Justin Pearson was seen in a heated exchange with state troopers as his brother was taken into custody. The scene inside the Capitol was loud and emotional.
What is wrong with you? Stupid mother.
Wow. That's a representative. The hood is now in the house. Now do you see Satan is the ruler of the psychological mindset? There's no love. No love. And it's only got to get worse. Will you now overcome the world, or will you still stay in the world? And worry about are the Jews, the real Jews? Or did you kill Satan? I mean, kill Jesus. Satan got your mind when you're thinking about those things. Those are not your thoughts. This man cursing out the police like that. His brother had no business being there. And the police just doing their job. Why not drop your anger and stop serving evil and love your fellow man? That doesn't mean you're going to always agree, but at least love your enemy. Pray for those who hate you. Wish them well. They know not what they do. Forgive them. They know not what they're doing. Christ allowed himself to be crucified on the cross. Blood running down everywhere so he can demonstrate forgiveness. So that you can understand, forgive them, they know not what they do. And the last thing human beings want to do now is forgive. Because they have the psychological mindset of Satan. Amazing, huh? Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brady.
Hey, I wanted to say, a lot of the stuff you see on TV, what's in this country, and then what you see on a different radio station or on a different TV station in, say, like Russia, completely different news on how the world looks at the Israeli situation and the Lebanon situation. If you like, you just had hate go on Google, you can only get one side of the story, and it's backing the Israeli Jews. They've been slaughtering Christians for hundreds of years now. And the thing is, we've been covering it up, and every time you say, oh, Jesus, they just went into Lebanon again, and we excuse them for bulldozing all the villages and the settlers' homes there that are Christians. We let them overrun it, and we say it's because of Hezbollah. And I'm so sick of that. I've been hearing that now for, 30 years?
Why do you waste 1 minute of your time and life thinking about that?
Because I have a situation where there's a war starting, and I have members of a family that might be drafted. And I do not want my son going to war for Israel, who's the synagogue of Satan.
How old is your son?
That's between me and him.
I mean, is he like an adult or are you a kid?
No, he's in the years that he would be drafted.
What good is it doing you to stop what your son may even want to do?
Because he's going to get conscripted and drafted and have to fight for the regime.
Is he drafted already? Has he been drafted?
No, but
why are you thinking about something that has not happened?
Because I have foresight, Jesse. I do use my thinking and some thoughts
for
good.
Why are you thinking about something that has not happened?
It's called preparing your mind for what's to come.
What mind?
What's between the temples in my head, my mind.
How do you know what is to come?
It's called bringing back Christ consciousness, and that's what I'm very aware of.
That's not Christ consciousness. Christ tells you not to think about tomorrow. So that's not Christ consciousness. Why are you using the devil and calling him Christ?
I told you I refer to the Israeli regime as the devil.
Why are you using the devil thinking and calling it Christ thinking?
Because that's what I'm hoping for, that Christ consciousness comes back. That's
but you're
the
not
going
to get it that way. That's not how you're going to get it. Christ told you not to think about tomorrow. Why are you thinking about tomorrow?
I've had positive thoughts that have hit my head as I was walking up into the mountain. I didn't know what to do with them. Again, Jesse, I was forced to think.
Christ told you not to think about tomorrow. Why are you doing it?
What am I supposed to do all day long when I have something that I perceive? Am I supposed to walk blindly out like a stupid person and not think of any thought that comes to my head? You're telling me every single thought is not at all God, like not even one? Isn't God always trying to get the person to get some knowledge from above or guidance? Isn't it guidance the same thing as thought from God?
The one thing I promise you, God is not trying to encourage you to think at all, because he told you over and over again that thinking is not of him. Thinking is of your father, the devil. So God is not trying to get anything thought to you at all. He's trying to turn you away from them. But you're listening to the devil and getting deeper into them. God does not want you to do that. He wants you to see. He wants you to know. He doesn't want you to think. He said, your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. Bring every thought into captivity. Don't believe any of them, the good or the bad. So why are you still into thoughts when God tells you not to think?
Because I've been a spiritualist thinker all my life.
So
my
why
mom
don't you stop? It's not working.
That's in your mind, Jesse.
Well,
not everybody.
I just told you what God said.
God is talking to me through his way. When I get up in the morning and I ask God for guidance and wisdom and help me and guide me where I should go when I walk out into the mountains, that's called spiritual guidance. What is wrong with that?
Does God tell you, did Christ tell you that your thoughts are not my thoughts?
You know how God talks to you?
No, that's not what I asked you. Did God tell you that your thoughts are not my thoughts?
Are all telepathic thoughts evil?
Brady, did God tell you that your thoughts are not my thoughts?
He didn't tell me. I didn't have any conversations about them.
Have you ever read in the Bible, your thoughts are not my thoughts?
No, I haven't read that part.
Have you ever read in the Bible to bring every thought into captivity? They're not yours.
I'm living in the present.
Have you ever read in the Bible where it says to bring every thought into captivity?
I don't know if I agree with that.
Have you ever read that in the Bible?
I went to school for psychology, Jesse. It's completely everything that I went to school for. So it's taking me a little time. We're never going to get the right
answer. Psychologists are crazy.
I understand that. But I understand that totally.
The guy said to bring every thought into captivity, man. Why don't you do that?
I'm working on it, brother.
All right, buddy. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. So, don't forget fellowship on Sunday. If you're in the LA area or you're from coming out of a different state, come on down for everybody. Every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. And don't forget to the shout-outs. Mother's Day shout-out is coming up. I do cameos for you. Cameo shout-outs are amazing. Go to cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. Or shoutout.us/JesseLeePeterson. All right. And oh, Lord, talking about the merch, we have amazing merch. And Mama will love the merch. She's going to love the coffee, Punchy's coffee. And Punchy, can we put it up there? Punchy coffee is amazing. Punchy's coffee. The books are made. Mama gonna love the books. Anyone love the coffee and the books. We have mugs and t-shirts and hats and well, no hats yet. But mugs, t-shirts, hoodies, everything. And those are amazing gifts to yourself and to your mama. And not to mention, as a gift, the American Hope coin. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. We only have limited amounts of the coin. Silver is always good investment. And every dime you spend in the store goes back into the organization to do what we're doing. You're helping us to help others. And you're being helped because you're investing. Amazing, huh? Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. Jesse, I think it's Jesse Lee. Is it Jesse Lee? Because they took it down. I don't see it. I think it's Jesse Lee Peterson.shop. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-BOND. Jesse Lee Peterson. I think it's Jesse Lee Peterson.shop. Yes. Oh, yeah. Jesse Lee Peterson. Are they playing a game with me or something? How come they're doing that? It's not good. I'm trying to get the people. Jesse Lee Peterson.shop or rebuildingtheman.com/stores. All right. Amazing. Let me go to Christine out of New Mexico. Christine, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse, and happy Friday.
Good morning. Happy, are you a mother?
Yes.
Happy Mama's Day.
Thank you. Right, I appreciate on. That.
You're welcome.
So I was calling for three things, and I'll try to be really quick because I know you have a lot of other callers waiting to speak on what they need to talk about today to get it off their chests as well. The first thing I wanted to call to answer the biblical question.
Do you ever get mad, angry or mad at anyone who disagrees with you? If so, why? If not, why not?
I don't now, but in the past, I used to get angry.
And why?
Because in the past, I was a capital B with an itch next to it.
What a bitch!
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there was a period where and I was like that. I wasn't like that even before then, but, you know, I got caught up with the wrong crowd and got sucked into their mindset.
Yeah.
And it grew on me. And it wasn't until after I had my son that I realized, like, hey, man, like, I'm not the person I used to be, and I want to be the person I was so I could be there for my son the way I'm supposed to appropriately.
Right.
And that's why I started doing reflecting and realizing what happened and overcoming that to get back to where I was and even better, I guess. And I saw that I had an issue with people when there were differences because I had trust issues. I had major trust issues. And I just thought, well, if I'm believing it, then that's true, and someone else is going to lie to me. I just thought everyone was lying to me.
Amazing. And
yeah, I didn't realize I was a liar, too. You know, yep. I was it.
Absolutely, Christy. That's amazing. Well, I appreciate your response to the biblical question, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Thank you. And then the second thing I wanted to say was I wanted to give a big thank you for what you said, not at the last fellowship, but the one before that, when you were encouraging that one young man to not be afraid to tell his mom to shut up, because I really encourage that in my kid too. Not exactly to say shut up, because he's naturally a polite child. I appreciate him for that.
Right.
But he'll say things like, if I'm talking too much, he'll come up to me and he'll say, "Mommy," and I was like, "Yeah." He'll say, "You're talking too much," and I'll reflect for a minute on that.
Right.
And
on.
If I am, I'll tell him, you know, you're right, I am. Like, I'm going to shut up now. Or if I'm trying to get to a point, I'll kind of reflect and tell him, you know, let me wrap this up real quick, and then I'll be quiet. And I'll even do that if he wants to talk to his dad. He'll be like, Mommy, I want to talk to Daddy now. I was like, oh, okay, let me finish up with him real quick, and then you guys can talk, and I'll just get out of the way right away.
That's beautiful, really. And your son, if that continues, he will not have to go through the hell that you and your husband have gone through. He will have perfect peace for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand where his place is in the world,
yes.
And my place is not above that.
That's right. That's amazing.
Thanks. And then just one more thing, and
that
then I'll
is really off. Amazing, Christine.
Yeah, I've really seen a lot of the things that got me where I was at, and I've always asked God to, ever since I was a kid, I knew to ask God, like, you know, show me the way and just for me to maintain an open mind. And it's when I closed my mind that I stopped seeing the way.
Yes.
So it really helped me with that.
Right on.
But something recently happened too. And I asked my husband about it and he said he didn't understand it either. So I thought I'd call you about this. A few weeks ago, we went to the grocery store. And, you know, it's just an average day shopping, you know, everyone goes around the same time, so it tends to get crowded when we go. And we were approaching this one aisle where, you know, in some cases the aisles are so crowded, you just kind of have to abandon your shopping cart for a little bit and then go grab what you need and come back to it right away.
Right.
So we were there and the aisle was crowded. And my husband told me, hey, you stay here and I'll get what we need and I'll be right back. And I was like, okay. So he went down and I'm just standing there like, just looking around, looking at people. And this one fellow caught my eye because he really stood out. He was like in a black hoodie. He was looking down and just kind of shuffling. And you can tell he wasn't there to shop for anything. He was just there. He just seemed so out of place. And it caught my attention. And then I saw his head raising up like he was going to look at me. And, you know, instinctively when you're staring at someone and you can tell they're going to look at you, you kind of look away so they don't know you're looking at them.
Yeah.
So I was about to do that, but like something in me was like, no. And it like compelled me to keep staring at him. And in my mind, I can hear like, don't be afraid. Just don't be afraid. And when he looked up at me, like his eyes were so dark. There was so much darkness in his eyes. And he looked at me angry that I was looking at him. Like he gave me this like, what the hell are you looking at kind of face. And then when he did that, I just felt like all the muscles in my face just relaxed. And I just kept looking at him. And then for a moment, I saw like a glimmer in his eye. And then his face looked like really sad. And then he looked away from me. And he just looked back down and kept shuffling. And he walked like right past me like I wasn't even there. And I didn't realize how much time had passed. And the next day I hear like the bang on my shopping cart. And my husband came out of the aisle and he got what we need. And he's like, all right, let's go. And I was like, okay. So we start going. And on our way back home from the store, I told him about what happened. And I told him like, have you ever seen anything like that? And he's like, no, I don't know. I've never seen that before. I don't know what to tell you. And it's kind of been weighing on my head, trying to understand what happened in that moment. And I realized, you know, just talked with a lot of people. He's seen what's inside of us when you've spoken with us. And so I want to ask if, in your experience, have you ever seen that happen? And do you know what that means?
Well, I can't say what your situation meant, but I do know that as you're waking up, without even trying or thinking about it or anything, you will see the demon and hurt in other people without even trying. It would just be because now that you can see and you're overcoming the demons inside of yourself, you're going to clearly see them inside of others. And because beforehand, when you were not working on yourself, selfish people don't see the pain of others.
Mm-hmm.
And so you will start to see the pain in others and you will recognize it. And it would be amazing. If there is something you need to say, the word will come. But don't you make up your own words. Don't you try to make yourself come up with anything. You just stay present and let the light work through you. And so I really think there's an interesting story. But be careful with that because these people are on drugs. They're angry. They're insane. They're possessed. And you don't want to be attacked by them. So just be aware when that happens. But you will see the demon in more people than you even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
The demons are in all people, and most people are not trying to overcome the demons, and you will be aware of that.
Yeah. Yeah, like nowadays we understand how things are. So even my husband will be like, if I go anywhere with my son, he's like, be careful. You know, remember what Jesse said, be mindful.
Yeah.
And I'm not attached to my phone, so I don't have a problem with like getting stuff staring at the screen.
Good.
But my husband prefers if we all go out, like, it's with him.
Right on. Yeah, especially nowadays because Satan is roaming the earth everywhere. And again, these people, not only are they psychologically insane because they are one with the devil, the government has added to that by giving them drugs and telling them take medication for this and medication for that. And it's just in pot. And they even have people taking mushrooms and saying that they're going to help find God. And so it's bad out there. So stay present, watch your back, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that advice.
Amazing. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you. Thank you. And I hope you and gentlemen, and shout out to all the moms out there also for a wonderful weekend.
Right on. You too.
Thank you.
Amazing. Bye-bye. 888-77-JESSE-SUPER-SUPER.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chats.
over on Cash App. It's Bond JLP on Cash App. Jack B, stay blessed. Halo, smiley. Trump 2028, American flag.
Amazing. You should be thanking God first in the morning. Thank you, God. And then, thank you, President Trump. Thank you, President. What did my friend say about Trump?
Your friend wrote.
He just texted me.
And I quote, Trump has orchestrated all of this greatness during the last 4 years between his presidencies. He is the most genius president that I know of. President Trump knows economics, history, masonry, and is an empath without allowing emotions to infiltrate his core. Many people in the United States do not deserve this guy. They are actually hindering the United States from exploding the awesome greatness to help practically all Americans. Despite the barrage of attacks from within, outside, and all around, we are still going forward better than any in my lifetime.
Amazing. You're right about that. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Let me see what he has to say right now.
ISIS has spread like cancer. Another mess I inherited.
Amazing.
Very nice.
Thank you, Mr. President. Nice.
Alexander from Florida, answer to the BQ. Have you ever...
Do you ever get mad at anyone? If so, do you ever get mad at anyone who disagrees with you? If so, why? If not, why not?
No, because God has evicted the demon that did from my heart. Did get mad from my heart. Now I just give them the finger and wish them well, for they know not what they do.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Charles, hey, Jesse, I would love for you to have that pastor from Bible Thumper Thursday intro who says, drunk as a badger on the fallen state. Can your little coon producer make that happen? Thanks.
I'll have him look into that. That would be interesting. Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet gifted 5 subscriptions on the Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble channel.
Thank you, Pastor. That's amazing. Praise God.
Bree K bought 5 coffees with no message.
Thank you, Bree K.
Cheddar Bob, hey, Jesse, had a customer of mine willing to help push my business to the next level. He's in finance, very ambitious. I know what you say and agree with you on ambition. Should I hear him out or keep our relationship customer friendly?
Nothing wrong with hearing him out, but you make the final decision and be careful. Amazing. Thank you.
Jamie, 8 coffees with a strong arm emoji. Very
Thank
nice.
You, Jamie. Amazing.
Roy, L.A., get out your vote. Get out and vote for Spencer Pratt, says Roy. I disclaim. No endorsement implied. Send in your ballots now. This says Roy. I live in Illinois, identical to the same mismanaged, full-on corruption L.A. and California is facing. What a complete joke. You have 2 unqualified, stupid, word salad, black females running for mayor. Spencer Pratt's a former reality show person who speaks from the heart without all of this word salad, so-called sophisticated talk. Does he remind you of someone? Maybe the great white hope?
Amazing. I saw some of that interview with the mayor debate, and it was interesting. Spencer, that's his name?
Yeah.
He brought it home. He was not afraid. He's like, oh, I'm not working with Carrie Bass. What the? Or the other woman. Amazing. Thank you.
Woke up to the truth on X live stream asking, when will more copies of The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood, be back in stock?
I have to have new copies reprint. We've ran all out, so they have to reprint. We will let you know. Thanks for the asking.
I think you can go and get a Kindle version, maybe, on Amazon, maybe.
Oh, you can?
That's what I think. I assume.
All thoughts are all lies all the time, and never assume. What happens when you assume?
How about if I say, if I recall correctly? IIRC.
There you go.
David B. says, keep doing God's work, my brother, with Cash App.
Thank you. Thank you for your support. I will.
Bulgar Wolf, I called last Friday about my driving license being taken away. Jesse, if I count it all joy and overcome the tribulations with patience, isn't it an opportunity to get to the 100th level even faster rather than slower? Salute.
That is such probably the best question of the day so far. If you were to drop all thought and anger right now and never get frustrated, resentful, judgmental, angry again, you are at the top floor. You have reached 100. If you were to do that right now, you're there. Isn't that amazing? And would never have to get angry again or resentful or anything. So, absolutely.
And Jesse, your intro makes L.A. look like a third world country. Mind blown. Is that the neighborhood where your studio is located? If Spencer wins mayor of L.A. County, L.A. City, please update the intro to reflect a new and improved L.A. Shout out to Hake for always showing the beautiful landscapes of California. Salute, world heart.
I know. That's amazing. No, that's not my neighborhood. That's not where Barn is.
Anchor Baby went and found the locations of the original footage and retaped him.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Barry, Five Coffees. Hey, Jesse, your patience with callers is amazing. Shout out to Hake for all his Google searches. Have a great weekend. I do not endorse Google.
We got to love one another. Let me stop there.
We'll read the rest later, y'all.
Thank you very much. Love one another. Don't hate. Really. Let me go to Cambodia, heard around the world, and talk to a first-time caller, Bijan. Bijan. Bijan, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Jesse, so I have a father. I found out at 30 years of age that my father I grew up with is not my biological father. And I found out who my biological father was, and he turned out to be a sperm donor. And I've contacted him a couple times. We spoke on the phone one time. And long story short, he basically told me to stop contacting him. And I was wondering if I should just, you know, let it go because, you know, what else can I do? I've tried having a conversation with him, tried having a relationship with him. And, you know, I don't know what else I can do to try to further that after, you know, he basically wants to have no relationship with me.
You should absolutely let it go because sperm donors, they do that for the money. They don't want kids. And be grateful for the father that you have and forgive the sperm donor father because he didn't want a child. He only did it for the money. So definitely let it go, but don't be angry.
Okay, and I have one more question,
that
if you don't mind.
Sense?
Yes, it does, yeah.
And you know how to let it go? Do you know how to let it go?
I don't think about him too much.
Yes.
You know, because
right.
I didn't really know him, you know, but I was really angry when he told me that. I was furious, you know, but that was a few years ago. So I've like let it go at this point. The main issue I have now is with my, you know, my parents that did raise me and my mom, you know, she doesn't really want me in her life, you know, and I feel kind of abandoned with them. And so I get, you know, I have a hard time not being angry with her because my mom, you know, my dad, my stepdad was kind of always in the background and didn't really, you know, was kind of hands off, but my mom was more of the father figure. And
can
so I put a lot
moment,
of that.
Can you hold on?
Yes, sir.
That way you're not rushed. Hold on. Let me take a break.
Okay.
888-77 Jesse, a quick break. Hate news coming, and I'll be back in a moment. One more hour to go.
Old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old, and ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
There's some serious, serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? There's an immigrant, an illegal bishop. I don't know if he's illegal anymore. Evelio Menjivar Hibar Ayala. It looks like Evelio Menjivar Ayala came to the United States undocumented, according to Commie Nonsense Network, meaning he came here illegally, and soon he'll become bishop of a pro-Trump state, according to CNN. And which pro-Trump state? I don't know, because they have a paywall, and I don't much care. But what was his name again? Just to see if I can... Oh, yeah, I already said his name. What a mess, huh? What a mess. This is the end of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It's Express Yourself Day, Get It Off Your Chest Friday, the 8th of May, AD 2026. We just had a great men's forum last night. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats, of course, all right? And more great stories, okay? There's one line open. You can call in if you haven't already gotten on air with Jesse once already. You can call in 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. Nice. As you may have heard earlier this hour, Tennessee Republicans, or are they Republicans? Apparently they were Republicans the other day. They passed a new map, districting map, you know, for voting for your different representatives, I guess, in their districts. Map erasing the majority black U.S. House district. Based on Thursday, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee. I use a low bar for based. The editorial we. Bill Lee, the governor of Tennessee, he signed a new congressional map into law, according to Ground News, after legislators approved the plan, carving up Memphis's majority black 9th congressional district into three Republican-controlled districts, making it fair again. Republican legislators initiated the special session after a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that weakened the 1965 so-called Civil Rights Act, removing requirements to use race-based data, protecting minority representation. State Senator Raumesh, R-A-U-M-E-S-H, Akbari, and other Democrats denounced the move, calling it modern-day revival of Jim Crow. Not hardly. The plan cost taxpayers $3.1 million to weaken the Democrat representation. Money well spent, I must say, because Democrats having control is even more money wasted and worse for destruction, used for destruction. Lawmakers approved the redistricting plan on a 25-5 vote amid protests. Riots, you might say, at the Tennessee Capitol, Tennessee, subsequently reopening the candidate qualifying until May 15th for U.S. House primaries. Similar redistricting efforts by Republicans in Alabama, South Carolina, also as well, aim to maximize partisan control ahead of November midterms, aligning with our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's strategy to maintain a slim U.S. House majority. We need all the help we can get, America. Nice. And the U.S. has lifted a hold on immigration applications for doctors. So doctors can be immigrants again, I guess. But it leaves others waiting. This may not necessarily be full-blown good news because I heard that in medical school in 2014, about 31% of them were white men in medical school. And now it's like 20%. Meaning white men are underrepresented in the medical school, in medical schools around the country. Terrible news. But we do need doctors, so we'll see what happens with that. Anyway, climate change, according to Ground News, putting tens of thousands of plant species at risk. Two studies published Thursday. They're studying the important stuff in the Journal of Science, reveal that climate change, so-called, threatens tens of thousands of plant species with extinction. UC Davis, ecologist, a Chinese name or something. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. My earphone going out again. By uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. That is so much better. Thank you. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, do you ever get mad at anyone who disagrees with you? If yes, why? If no, why not? If yes, why? If no, why not? Amazing question for those who want to know themselves. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around and you just can't watch the show, but you would love, you're like, I wish I could hear the thing as it is, the show as it is happening, you can. Podcast. And then listen on your phone. Go and work out, take your walk, celebrate Mama's Day, or whatever. And listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Friday. Get it off your chest today. Whatever's on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
What in the hell? This lady's crazy. She's trying to run. Oh, my God.
This is hell.
Tonight, the passengers trapped on a cruise ship, three dead now from a suspected virus breaking out.
On vacation, she said.
Oh, Nettie, why has God forsaken us?
Everybody say Walgreens. Walgreens.
Community members, leaders, and families rallied, saying the loss of this Walgreens, it will take away a critical lifeline.
Walgreens should be charged with first-degree corporate abandonment.
Your gods have forsaken you.
You were a suit, clothes that were...
Now explain what that means.
I don't know.
You were a sahalot.
of clothes that were extra dirty, whatever, bro.
Is this hell?
Hell already is walking the earth.
That's for sure. A spiritual battle, warfare between good and evil. And it's going to get worse, but you can overcome if you want to. Josh out of Houston, Texas. Josh, you are on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse? Good morning, baby.
Hey,
morning.
Josh.
Good morning.
Amazing.
Let me get it up off my chest. Got to get up off my chest real quick, but I do want to answer your biblical question.
Do you ever get mad at anyone who disagrees with you? If so, why? If not, why not?
I stop getting upset with people when I try to relate that with them when they disagree with me, because our job here on earth is to plant.
So you don't get mad at people? Let me just to be clear, you don't get angry at people anymore?
No, I don't get angry at people anymore.
That disagrees you. Why not?
Because God teaches us to stand on our own, and all we're supposed to do is plant the seed. We're not supposed to water it, fertilize it, pick the fruit, feed the people. That's not our job. We only supposed to plant the seed when God tells us to plant the seed and move on. Jesus ain't beat people up from town to town and beat people up and say, hey, you ain't doing what's right. Hey, you go. Are you a Jew? Hey, you. Oh, no. Jesus ain't do none of that. He went and got everybody.
That's amazing, Josh. I appreciate that. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Quick thing about the Walgreens video.
Let me just remind the people, this week we played a soundbite from Walgreens, is, according to a report, is closing down in Chicago on the south side there. Because they say because of the crime and the stealing and everything. And some adult black men and women went out and protested Walgreens for leaving instead of saying, Walgreens, I understand. I don't blame you. Crime is out of control. We're not doing anything about it. Go ahead, Josh.
It blows my mind, like I always say. Every Walgreens, they run these kids running this store. The crackheads, drug addicts running the store, they steal all this stuff and nobody does anything. The police don't do nothing. The people in the community don't do nothing. Nobody does anything.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, the white man got it. It's a corporation. They got it. Once you steal enough and they don't have it and they close down, now you stand up there and you want to condemn them. Where was this protest when these people were stealing out the store? None of these people stopped none of these people. None of them have a Walgreens Appreciation Day to where they say, hey, we going to get together and we going to go spend our money in Walgreens and put them in the black. And none of them do it.
Yeah.
None of them do it. And they let their kids run amok. They let other people run amok and steal and bankrupt a company. And then the company's supposed to be just sitting there. Just like those people in Louisiana that wanted to separate. They want to, go ahead.
I said, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the people in Louisiana, anytime white folks want to leave from around black folks, they realize, oh, you are an asset to me. Oh, that was a resource. Now you want to talk crap because they leave, but you ran them off.
Yeah, absolutely. What a mess, Josh.
Hey, but we going to get it together, though. That's why Walgreens don't. That's why I say they're going to get it together, and they don't have no replacement for Walgreens. Where the black Walgreens at?
That's right. Where's that? You make a good point. Walgreens is leaving because of the crime and the stealing and everything. And it's and so instead of being mad at Walgreens for leaving, according to the report, why not build a black Walgreens? Why can't they build their own stores? You make a good point. Thank you, Josh.
No problem, Jesse. Y'all have a great weekend, man. We own them, Jesse. I'm on these blacks. I'm telling you, I am on them.
That's right. Thank you, buddy. Amazing. Bijan out of, where was he calling from? Cambodia. You can call me back if you like. He was calling from Cambodia, so that's a, call me back if he called, if, and when he called back, Jared, let me know that go right to him all the way from Cambodia. In the meantime, let me go to Allison out of Michigan. Allison, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Allison.
Great. I got my Jesse Like a Mug in the mail and my Punchy's coffee, and I got a sticker, too. I'm really excited.
Tommy Like a Mug.
So okay, so I'm calling you today, Jesse, because I'm really stressed out the last couple of days. Everything you've been teaching me, I've been putting into practice. And I work for a couple, an older couple. I'm their personal assistant. I do everything they need me to do for them, whatever they need. The gentleman is 83, and he has Parkinson's, and he's starting to get dementia. And when I leave in the afternoon, his wife, well, she doesn't want to quit drinking, so she will feed him drinks because she doesn't want to drink. I mean, she wants him to drink with her so she can drink. And then he loses control in the afternoon, and then she blows up my phone about she can't do this anymore. She doesn't want to take care of him, and we've got to do something. And I keep saying, I'll do whatever, you know, whatever you need me to do, if you need me to come for a few hours in the evening or whatever. But the drinking, I mean, he can barely walk. He, like, yells at her, and then she acts like a victim to me. And without her, I don't get paid. And so I'm afraid to speak up to her because I'm afraid I'll lose my job. And every time I have brought up the drinking and just said, would you, you know, the drinking is not helping. It interferes with this medication. She just still does it anyways. And so I'm feeling really frustrated and worried.
So you say you work for these people?
Yeah.
You do home health care thing?
It's kind of like that, but I'm just they just hired me privately. They heard about me.
Oh, okay.
That I'm good at taking care of people, so they hired me. And it's been about 2 years that I've worked for them.
And so this lady, according to you, her husband has dementia, and she get drunk and get him drunk?
Yes.
And she does it because...
And then she complains to me.
Oh. And she call you up complaining? So,
yes.
And she wants you to come back or something?
Yeah. She wants me to start taking care of him in the evenings, which I said I am happy to do, but I don't want him to be drinking because he walks with a walker and he gets real agitated in the afternoons because he has, like, sundowner syndrome. And she's just making her own life harder. And she acts like she just doesn't want anything to do with her husband, who has provided her with millions of dollars through his job. They're loaded.
And so she wants you to come back. And do you tell her, I will if you stop giving him the alcohol because it's already difficult as it is, and you're making it worse by giving him alcohol. Do you tell her that?
Well, I have told her that, but she literally, this is how crazy, she literally said to me, he doesn't drink. He just had beer and wine in the same sentence. In the same exact sentence, she said, he's not drinking. It's not, in her opinion, it's not the alcohol at all.
So
I brought it up like three times.
Once you leave for the day, why do you even answer the phone when she calls?
That's what I was going to ask you because, I mean, she will send me text messages that are just like ages long of what a victim she is, and she can't handle him. And they don't even live in the same apartment. They live down the hall from each other. So she has to deal with them from about 4:30 until about 6:45. So like 2 hours she has to deal with her husband.
So why not either don't answer the phone or tell her.
Okay.
Or just tell her I'm not able to come back. Because that's your job, right? That you work for them, right?
Yes.
But then you can have other jobs as well doing other things. You can't always go running back when she calls, especially if she's causing a problem.
Exactly.
So why not just
I'm just afraid to speak up to her because she drinks too much. Okay, he just got out of his haircut, so I got to grab him. But thank you, Jesse.
Okay.
I'm just going to keep listening and dropping the anger.
Right on. I wish you well, all right?
Thank you so much, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. Here's another reason, and it's another example of anger, resentment, agitation. Emotions are evil. And if you don't drop them, you're getting yourself in trouble. You have no love. And a person with no love, with anger, is a dangerous person. They love thrills. They love trying to hurt other people. They get a thrill out of hunting people down to try to hurt them so they can get what they call a laugh or a good feeling, in their mind is a good feeling. They are children of Satan. And you see that on this earth right now. Their psychological state of being is that of the devil. That's why you don't see love in human beings except for those men and women who are overcoming it. Human beings have no love. And you cannot hate them. They can't see. They're of their father, the devil. They're living in darkness, and they cannot see what they're doing. And they love evil. They love thrills. They love misery. They want to make you feel the way they feel so they can get a thrill and call it life. You must forgive them. Christ said, forgive them. They know not what they do. They're of their father, the devil. WPLG. Anger and grief laid bare in a Miami courtroom on Tuesday as loved ones of a 17-year-old boy begged a judge to sentence his killer girlfriend to the maximum. Watch this from this amazing soundbite. Watch this.
Nicole, the victim's family pulled no punches, telling the judge exactly how they felt about the investigation, the charges, and the sentence they'd like to see imposed in this case. The defendant herself was among several people who spoke on her behalf, but watch until the very end of this piece and you'll see exactly what she had to say for herself just moments ago.
It will always be a fact that you are a murderer. You are a demon seed that your parents brought into this world to bring suffering on everybody else. Shame on them.
Anger and grief laid bare in a Miami courtroom Tuesday as loved ones of 17-year-old Yakeem Lawler begged the judge to sentence his killer, Jahara Malik, to the max.
I'm going to stand up and honor my son and defend my son. I just want it to be heard, man. I don't like the way this case was handled.
We just want what my son deserves. His life matters. I do not want to leave here today, Your Honor, feeling like I lost my son all over again.
Malik, now 18 years old, was Lawler's ex-girlfriend. The incident happened back in December of 2024. She pleaded guilty in March to charges of manslaughter and carrying a concealed weapon. Her sentence is left solely up to the judge to decide.
Anyone with anger is a murderer. You're murdering even in your mind when you judge someone. Then you use a weapon. Or even if you don't use a weapon, judging and anger is murdering. You're of your father, the devil. The maximum sentence for the girl is 30 years in state prison. And the girl offers an apology to the boy's family. So the maximum she could get is 30 years. And here's, according to a report, she's offering an apology to this boy's family.
The state played surveillance videos in court showing Lawler's final moments after Malik stabbed him in the chest with a pocket knife. The sights and sounds so distressing, some left the courtroom.
He went into the third rib on the left side, approximately 1 inch in depth, and hit the heart.
The maximum sentence for Malik would be 30 years in state prison. The state told the judge they're recommending 20 years with 10 years probation. The defense says Malik is remorseful and wants her sentenced as a youthful offender to a boot camp program.
I was wrong for what I did, and every day I sit and think about the damage I caused. The family wants me in prison, but I'm in my own prison for the rest of my life. I wish I can go back and change what happened, but I can't. And that's the worst part. Y'all didn't deserve this pain, and I wish I hadn't been the one to give it to y'all.
Amazing. According to NBC Miami, she fatally stabbed her boyfriend during an argument. So young, huh? It's evil. You are not in control of your own life. No one is. And you're crazy if you think you are. I got control of my own life. No, you don't. NBC Miami, the teen pleaded guilty to fatally stabbing her boyfriend and during an argument. Pleaded guilty to fatally stabbing her boyfriend during an argument in Miami in 2024. And was sentenced to 17 years in prison. Watch this. Oh, no soundbite. Also, NBC is reporting, NBC Miami says that this teen pleaded guilty to fatally stabbing her boyfriend during an argument in Miami in 2024. And she was sentenced to 17 years in prison. That's from NBC Miami. Your mind is not your own. Your thoughts are not your own. And when you think that they are, you're gravely being deceived, and you will suffer a whole life because something else is controlling you. It's not you. It is not you. But you have identified with it as a child when you were traumatized. And all your life, you've been calling evil you. Drop the anger by forgiving. Forgive your mother. Forgive your father. And you'll see, you will finally have real life. And all this evil mess will end. It will stop. It will end. It'll be taken away from you. And you will love your fellow man, your fellow woman, your fellow woman. You will love her rather than hating. And here, if I ever had an example of when she's crying, she's lying, here's a perfect example from Inside Edition. NFL star, I don't know who it was. I don't know his name. It's not here. Let me go to something there because I don't have that story. I'm sorry? Oh, my producer is talking to me. So according to Inside Edition, NFL star Diggs, Stephon Diggs, I'm being told in my ears, who helped lead the New England Patriots to this year's Super Bowl, has been acquitted for assaulting his private chef. Watch this from Inside Edition.
The NFL star accused of assaulting his personal chef hears his fate.
What is your verdict? Guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
So say all members of the jury.
Yes.
Stephon Diggs fights back tears. The 32-year-old has had an on-again, off-again relationship with rapper Cardi B.
Cardi, what about yourself? Let's go.
The pair share a 6-month-old son. He also helped lead the New England Patriots to this year's Super Bowl. The wide receiver faced charges of felony strangulation and misdemeanor assault. Last December, Diggs' live-in chef came forward claiming he violently attacked her at his Massachusetts mansion.
Please raise your right hand.
The chef, Mila Adams, took the stand during the 2-day trial.
He choked and slapped me.
So when you say he smacked you.
He smacked me with an open hand.
But you know, Diggs' attorney says it's all a lie, right, pointing to this video of Adams dancing and goofing around one day after the alleged attack.
Ms. Adams, that was you on that video, correct?
Yes.
I spoke to Diggs' attorney, Mitchell Schuster. How much of an impact do you think that dance video had on the jury's decision?
I think it had a tremendous impact with the jury. If someone gets on the stand and they talk about a violent assault and then almost immediately thereafter you're dancing around, I think it really hurt her credibility with the jury.
Isn't that amazing? When she's crying, she's lying. I don't know what happened in this story, but when she's crying, she's lying. And so according to this story, this woman was lying. I think that what the world, not that I think, I know that what the world don't understand, men especially don't understand, whether it's your mama or your sisters, your girlfriend, wife, or whatever, you don't know the depths of how much women hate men. And it's not them, the woman, the lady herself, it's the spirit in her that passed down since Eve, and it hates men. All men, it doesn't matter the color, money or whatever. It hates men. And to destroy a man means nothing. They get a joy from it. Inwardly, they get a thrill from it. Your own mama would do that to you. And again, it's not her, but it's that spirit of Eve, which is the other devil that made a home in her. You don't understand this. You will, though, when you overcome your mother. And according to Google AI, this female did it for money. This is from Google AI. The defendant argued that the woman fabricated the assault, pointing to a lack of physical evidence and inconsistency in her story, and highlighted her $5.5 million finance demand. She wanted $5.5 million as a demand for her motivation for lying. She demanded $5.5 million from this guy, according to the story. Think about that. This is from AP. Here's the chef testifying that Diggs slapped and choked her. But Diggs' attorney arguing she lied. Watch this from AP News.
So when you say he smacked
you. He smacked me with an open hand.
Do you know which hand he used?
Right hand, right side of my face.
You know which part of your face got hit?
The right side of my face.
And then what happened?
And then he...
Now she's crying.
Can I have a second? Can I have a second?
Yes, you can...
Yeah, you can take a minute.
What the? We'll take a quick break. Maybe we're going to come back to you. We're going to gather her tears. The treasure chest is now open on DLive. Back in a moment. StretchOff.pl. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Welcome back, 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. So, rundown, the Hake Report coming up at the top of this hour. James Hake is on fire. The guy with the good hair. The Hake Report from 9 to 11. And then a brand new episode of the FallenState.TV at 11 a.m. I had an amazing conversation with Abby Johnson. And Abby is a former Planned Parenthood director turned pro-activist. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
When I worked at Planned Parenthood, our family was very disordered. They call for women to be the heads of their home, for women to emasculate their husbands. The only marriage that is celebrated inside of the abortion industry are gay marriages. Truly, we have been knit together in our mother's wombs before our parents even knew. No one is ever a mistake.
Life is a gift from God, right? You can do what you want. You can live in misery, you can live in hell, or you can be free. It was really, really very, because she was in there at one point. So you're getting the information from on the inside of the abortion mills. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or locals.com. Thank you in advance. And then the American Anchor, baby, after the Fallen State, around 12:30, between 12 and 12:30, somewhere in there, the American Anchor, baby, and he has and is on fire. Energy given to him by God as a gift. God, like, here, Anchor Baby, I'm giving you this energy so you can go on earth and do my will. And he's like, okay, cool. He's like, see, señor. The American Anchor Baby at 12:15, 12:30 Pacific time, right after the Fallen State. And then fellowship on Sunday. It was amazing. Last Sunday, it was mind-blowing. Come on down. Doors open at 10 a.m. Meetings start at 11 a.m. No, doors open at 10:30. 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. If you're not able to make it, you can watch it as it's happening at RebuildingTheMan.com/Jesse Lee. No, my bad. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. And happy Mama's Day this Sunday. We're going to be talking about the mamas, the mama and the papas. The mama and the papa. Remember the mama and the papas?
Yes. California Dreaming.
Yeah. The mama and the papas. Happy Mother's Day. And get your Mother's Day gift. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. Amazing stuff there, all right? Mugs, T-shirts, punchy coffee, the gold, the silver coin, everything there. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. I want to quickly play for you this woman that's been accused of crying and lying and trying to get, according to a report, $5.5 million from this. Is he a football player or a basketball?
Football.
Football player. And this is so typical. She's trying to sue Stefan Diggs for money, according to the story, by pretending that he smacked me on the face, he did this, that. She was found to be lying, according to a report. And here is this woman from ABC News, AP News, crying on the stand. Watch this.
Right. When I went up to push his hand, like block him, like block him, he took his arm and he like came around my neck with the crook of his elbow.
When you were asked questions about what happened on December 2nd, you lied.
It did not change what happened on December 2nd. It did not change what happened on December 2nd. He choked and slapped me.
Ms. Adams, I'm going to try my question again. Because you didn't think it was important, when you asked the questions of Dedham Police Officer Ellis on December 16th, you lied.
I did not lie.
That's what they do when they try to take your children. I don't know what happened in this situation, but when they want to take your children and your money, they go to court and they cry. When they want to have you put in jail, they call the police and say, he beat me. And then they cry. And you fall for it. So apparently this woman was trying to get $5.5 million from this guy. I want to play the Inside Edition one more time. They show how after she accused him, she went home and she was partying up. She was dancing and she looked like she had been beat to me. What the? I don't know what happened, though. But watch what happened when after she, according to the report, accused, and she was a private cook for this guy, a chef. Watch how she went home and partied up.
So when you say he smacked
he
you,
smacked me with an open hand.
Do you know which hand he used?
Right hand, right side of my face.
Do you
face.
Know which part of your face got hit?
The right side of my face.
And then what happened?
And then he...
That's the wrong one. I'm talking about Inside Edition, I said. We just played that. She's not going to be dancing there. Watch this. A 8 2 A. I'll come back to it, folks. It's taking them too long. 888-7753. But I want to show you when they're crying, They're lying. They're lying. Angry people cry. Nick, you're not able to pull that up either?
He's got it.
Huh?
We're telling you he's got it.
Okay, let me see.
Nicole, the victim's family pulled no punches, telling the judge exactly how they felt about the investigation, the charges, and the sentence they'd like to see imposed in this case.
888-77, I don't know what's going on over there, but whatever. Let me go to Jermaine out of Canada. Jermaine, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Jermaine.
Amazing. Man, those cases.
I know.
Crazy.
What a mess, huh?
It is a mess.
I really wanted to show you how this woman, according to the story, when she accused this guy, she thought, if it's true or not true that it didn't happen, she thought she was getting away about to be having some money. She went home partying.
Yeah, I was talking to Hake about it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
She's crazy, man. She wanted, and apparently there was some backdoor talk about deals. It's not a contract, but a deal where he would provide money for her to open a restaurant. So she got pissed because he was having multiple girls around. And that's according to the report. Yeah, yeah.
Ain't that much slapping in the world? $5.5 million. That ain't that much slapping.
It's a mess, man. He just won the Super Bowl, so he has money, I guess.
Evidently.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Jesse, I'm calling you for the BQ question.
Do you ever get mad at anyone who disagrees with you? If so,
no.
Why? If not, why not?
No, I don't get mad because, you know, there's no me to get mad. And for me to get mad, it means I'm trying to defend something, and there's nothing for me to ever or to try to defend because there's nothing to defend.
Did you at one point get mad at people?
Yeah, back in the past, yeah.
And why would you get mad then when they would disagree with you? Why did you get angry?
Because I want to validate my point. I had a point to prove, and my point is the right answer.
Interesting, man. And now you don't.
No, I just let things go because there's really nothing to defend now. It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Jermaine, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. That's amazing.
All right, Jesse, I'll see you on Sunday. Have a good rest of your show and weekend.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Amazing. 888. Derek, come and show them which it is for me, the video. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Super chat. We don't get the super chat anymore either.
Super chat.
Super chats.
What's going on?
Joseph D. M. says, Jesse, anger has not manifested in me for almost a month. Anger gets you nowhere.
That's for sure.
God bless you, Jesse. Hake, Taylor Swift's biggest fan. Anchor Baby, and the rest of your crew.
Right on. Stay with it. That's amazing.
Cora says, once I dropped my anger and forgave my father and mother, she dead. I realized so much about myself. I noticed that when I'd get annoyed with traffic and drivers, it was all my ego. Amazing. Traffic light emoji, heart, and smiley.
Stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. It's amazing.
Him Diddy asks.
Ask!
Hey, Jesse, what's a proper prenup look like?
I don't know. I've never really seen one, but make sure she don't get nothing. Except for whatever, let's say that you already have what you have, right? And you're not married. Make sure she get none of those things. And then whatever you got to get afterward And if she helped to make it happen, of course she should get afterward, not before marriage. Zero. Put a big zero there for nothing. I wish you well. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Him Diddy.
Yeah.
The Dead End, five coffees. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. God told Brady to get angry and unleash it on people whom he disagrees with. Maybe he needs to answer the BQ. And on that note, I will.
What, do you ever get mad at anyone who disagrees with you? If so, why? If not, why not?
Yeah, I usually do well not getting angry at those I disagree with, but then with some people, I lose my cool. I lose it because they are trying to force their views down my throat, and I'm not having it. The harder they push, the harder I push back. Still working on it. Have a great weekend, and happy Mother's Day to the moms.
The moms! Thanks for responding to the biblical question I put my two sisters on Sunday. And happy Mother's Day, ladies, the mothers, this Sunday. Amazing.
Priscilla on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. I get mad when people lie, and I don't know why. It makes me so mad, but it does. Love you, guys. Love you, Jesse. And I love you more because you are a truth teller.
Well, thank you for responding to the biblical question. I do appreciate it. But watch it. We'll talk about it on Sunday. Thank you so much, though. Thanks for the support.
Hake gifted the shades over on pill.net as well as the cookie.
Hake?
Yeah, the Hake report.
Oh, okay.
Saying, what's sup my something that I shall not repeat.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Hake.
Yeah.
AKP9597 says, thank you for another great week. Crew, get it together before Jesse puts you on probation. Ha ha. Love you guys.
I don't know what's going on over there today. Messing up the show like this. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. I appreciate your support, helping us to help others. And you can also donate. By mailing it in, make the check a money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and then mail it to Bond at P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can call and make a donation, 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND. Or you can hit the scan the QR code to support Bond. Or you can go to Rebuilding the Man. No, JesseLeePeterson.show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. I mean, JesseLeePeterson.com. My bad. 2 minute announcement. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. All right. I appreciate it. It's a 503c1 nonprofit organization. So you get some of it back at the end of the year. Thank you in advance. Amazing. Is that it for the Super Chat?
Yep.
Right, huh?
Yes.
Right on. Thank you.
Mike Young got one in.
Hey, Mike Young.
Hey, Jesse, it's funny to see another black male act out like the Tennessee congressman, but at the same time, it's really sad. Because he is just like his mother, acting out like his mama. What do you think, Jesse?
It's definitely not a male trait, that's for sure. Amazing. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, that Justin Pearson guy.
Oh, yeah.
Getting ticked.
From Tennessee.
Calling the white man what the black man doesn't like to be called by the white man.
The police went like this. Okay. Whatever.
And Justin is like, boy. And Marcus with a late coming super chat. Happy Mother's Day to all the, I'll just say, moms.
Happy Mother's Day. Really, happy Mother's Day, lady. Take this Mother's Day to reflect on yourself and drop the anger. Enjoy your Mother's Day dinners and all that, but make sure you reflect so that you can overcome. All right. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. Now, that's all for now.
Amazing. Last night, we had the men's forum. And it was, I have to tell you, it was an eye-opening. It was deep. It was from the heart. It was everything. And I want to encourage the men, never, ever, ever, ever give up. Endure to the end. Travel this journey. Men and women, you can't take anybody. This is one journey. You cannot take the crowd. You got to travel this alone. And you will not regret it. And it's not going to be easy. No one said it would be easy. But here I stand. I'm on my own. Once again. By myself. You got to travel this journey by yourself. You can't take your wife, your children, your husband, ladies, your children, your parents, your friends, your cat, your dog. You got to travel this alone. That's the law. But you will not regret it. That's what's so beautiful about it. Why not? Do it. It will stay with it, guys. Just stay with it. It will, all races there too. Stay with it. It was the longest form I've ever gone to, says Derek. My black producer. He black. He was there. He black. And it was. It was amazing. It went by like that. I went to bed really late last night. I closed my eyes only for a moment. And the moment was gone. And I was like, what the? But it was worth it. I still am experiencing the spirit of the truth that was up in there. Right now, my eyes were open even more so. Those men's forms and the ladies' forms are amazing because these people are truly working on themselves. Let me go to Rick out of Virginia. Let's see here. Rick, you are on the air.
Good afternoon, Jesse. How are y'all doing today?
All is well, Rick. It's afternoon in Virginia, and it's morning in California.
You know, when I put them back in the chat, I always say, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on what part of the world you live in.
That's right. Absolutely.
But I was going to say, I like your interview, man, with the mayor.
See what now?
I said, I like your interview with the mayor.
Which interview? Which interview with the mayor?
It was you, the mayor. I don't know what y'all was doing, but y'all was having like a discussion. And you were saying why people are in jail for she was trying to say it was racism putting everybody in jail and stuff.
Was it like on saying, the father's sheet or something? Family.
Yeah, was it? Well, no. It was you.
Oh, you talking about with Karen Bass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was in a debate with her at a forum, Politicon. That was years back. Karen Bass.
Oh, okay. I thought that was recent.
No. That was,
man, my fault.
That was when she was so-called state representative. And I debated her in a Politicon form.
Yes, ma'am. I don't understand, ma'am.
Eating?
No. Can you hear me?
I can't.
Is that static?
No, I thought you were eating food. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry, yeah.
That
I'm not
interview
a function,
was
no, but,
back
anyway.
In 2017.
Oh, okay. I saw it on YouTube yesterday, and I watched it. I thought it was recent for some reason, because since she's a current mayor.
No, she was, Karen Bass was U.S. Representative of California back in 2021 to 2022.
Well,
2011 to 2022.
But to my point, since I hear the music coming on,
yeah.
You know, when I don't know why, man, when you go to jail, man, ain't got nothing to do with racism, man. It's a decision you made to get there in the first place, man. Dysfunctional family, none of that is addressed, man. Like you said, racism is nothing but hate. It's a political word
right.
to keep people aggravated and at each other's throat. That's all it is.
Yep. That's
all
for
it
sure.
is.
It's a spiritual thing. It's not physical.
Yeah. It's nothing. I mean, like, you know, they actually believe that blacks cannot be racist. They believe that. They get a monopoly.
Well, they can't become black because racism doesn't exist, but they're angry, not racist.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Exactly my point.
Yeah.
But they have it, what I'm saying, they always have it like only whites can be racist.
Right.
But that's not true. Like you said, it's hate. So yeah. anybody qualifies to be that. Because like you said, all it is only hate.
Amazing. Thank you, Rick. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
And thank
hey, you,
you
too,
buddy.
Jesse. Love you, man. I'll see y'all on Sunday service for Mother's Day service.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing. So the antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood, is available on Kindle. It is available on Kindle. Amazing book. Make sure you check out Kindle. We got to get a reprint done for the book part. Paper back. Amazing. I'm out of time. Thank you for your support. Happy Mother's Day. Make sure you attend church on Sunday, fellowship on Sunday at rebuildingtheman.com at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Or come on down, all right? All are invited. Stay with the prayer, stay present. Just stay present instead of lost in your imagination. Bring all thoughts into captivity. Brian is a first-time caller out of Nevada. Kevin is out of California. The rest of the callers have just dropped. I'm out of time. The Hate Report is coming now. Then the FatherState.tv, and then the American Anchor Baby. Take care, folks. Have an amazing weekend. Take care. Because if you don't, then we lose, and then we got to hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Some of you know we have, under my nonprofit Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. And we have been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We have a home for young men. We tutor. We counsel. We help find jobs. We have church services. We have men's forums the first Thursday night of every month. We also have women's forum the third Thursday night of every month. And Sunday morning meetings for everybody, men, women, and children, everybody. And it's growing. It's growing. So, and for those who have stuck in there, they're doing amazing things. Those who want quick fix, they're not, right? Everything is a growing thing. You grow into love. You grow into life. You grow into wealth. You grow into everything, right? So check us out on RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, all right? Or call 800-411-BOND.